Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's another day in paradise, my friends. Hour number three begins on this happy hump day, Trump Day, 8:07. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Trumpster crushes it at the United Nations yesterday. Great stuff. We've got some of the speech. I've got the transcripts. We've been digging in all morning. We'll continue to do that. But special guest joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. And good morning, Kat. How you doing?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing fantastic. Look, I love how you're always looking out for the constituents, and you responded to something that people in the community, quite frankly, were outraged by. It was Vice Chair of the school board, Alachua County School Board, Tina Certain, who posted some disparaging things about Charlie Kirk, that he's a 31-year-old uneducated white boy. And your response, if you don't mind, I just real quick, I want to put what you put down, because I love it. And and you said, here it is. Instead of prioritizing our children, the Alachua County School Board members seem to be teaching a master class in hate. I wonder what the parents of the white boys you were supposed to represent think of your deplorable comments. I should add that you made about the memorial service of a murdered husband and father, which you called a Trump rally. Congresswoman, I got to tell you, you nailed it.
Well, I was a word that you can't say on air. You guys would have to use the dump button. Mm-hmm. Absolutely infuriating. And it just seems to be more of the same from the Alachua County School Board. And I'll give you some a bit of an exclusive here on something else that has happened with the Alachua County School Board. They spent money to send one of their members to Washington for a school board conference, and was scheduled to meet with me as their federal representative. Other counties, other school board representatives from surrounding counties showed up. Guess who did not show up for the meeting? Alachua County. So this is now the third time in the span of a couple of months where you have not one, not two, but three members of the school board that continues to show that they care more about themselves and their political agenda than they do the people that they are supposed to represent. As a parent, I could not in good conscience send my child to a school in this county knowing that that is the type of people that they are and that the type of agenda that they're going to push. So we are going to not let this go. I'm going to reach out to the governor's office today. I know that there's a big meeting happening with the Board of Education, but this is just absurd. You absolutely have your right to your opinion and your free speech, but that doesn't make you free from consequences. And she's already violated the ethics code that they have to subscribe to, as did Rockwell, who, by the way, also has still not responded to my request for a meeting. So we're going to keep pursuing this, and just stay tuned on that.
Well, when you're a person of the opposite color of who you're referring to, and they're a 31-year-old male, and you use the term boy associated with their skin color, I can tell you that I've been around long enough to say that doesn't go well anywhere. That's an outrageous Correct. Thing. There's no way you could be an educator, let alone sitting on a school board, and not know just how racist and outrageous such a thing is. And coming, what, just a couple of months since the chairperson, Sarah Rockwell, said those stupid things about Hulk Hogan. Oh, another dead MAGA? Good. How on the heels of that, like, did you see what happened there? That was not good attention, and yet you have Tina Certain coming out and being utterly ridiculous and hateful.
Yeah, it's divisive. I mean, it's clear that they cannot effectively represent half of the county that they claim to represent. And it really does. It really is a slap in the face to all of the parents, the kids, and the good teachers and there are good teachers that are in this county, and they work their tails off, and they get lumped into this group of people that just are hateful and divisive and want to use their position to push a political agenda. It is so incredibly sad. And I had to point out that you look at her comment, right? This falls right into the thing, the notion that everyone has to have a degree, right? To quote unquote, be educated. We all know people who have very fancy degrees who are not that smart. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And for the people who are reading this on their phone, you know, getting this information on their phone, seeing the post on their phone. Well, that phone was invented by a guy who was also a college dropout. And for Charlie Kirk, yes, he did drop out of college, but he built a multi-million-dollar operation, the largest student movement in the country. He was an entrepreneur. He did something incredible. And it goes to show, and we have countless examples in this country and history about this, you don't have to have a fancy degree to do something amazing. So shame on Tina Certain, shame on the Alachua County School Board. They need to be held accountable for their actions, and they have got to stop the divisive rhetoric and hate.
Well, if you're willing to say these things in a public forum like that, you have to wonder what they really think or feel about privately or internally, and that to me is a frightening thought. And by the way, with your position of power and influence that you wield very smartly, make sure that the governor is aware also that Tina Certain sits on the board of the Alachua County Children's Trust, which, by the way, has about, I think, $12 or $11 million of incoming cash flow, but yet they set a budget for $17 million, and that's a lot of dollars. Where are they going? They're supposed to be helping out needy families, needing kids. What is their measuring stick? No help for uneducated white boys? It begs the question. She sits on that board. She has influence there, too. I think that needs to be examined as well.
Also needs to be examined, where's the money coming from that they're using to sue the Newberry Charter School Initiative that was voted on by the voters in favor of? It's absurd. Instead of spending money on children, prioritizing modernizing classrooms, they want to take down a school choice initiative. Absolutely ludicrous. They need to get straightened out.
You would think that if you're sitting on a school board, that one of your challenges would be, you know, how do we keep the populations and the census high at schools? We're losing, we're bleeding kids to school opportunities and options elsewhere. We're losing students to homeschooling. So let's do everything we can to make our schools better, to pull more students in. Is this their answer to that? Talk about a Trump rally and an uneducated white boy.
Yeah, I mean, clearly that's the strategy. And you see the rates are going down. We have failing schools. Illiteracy in the county is atrocious. I was speaking with a GPD officer who works on the east side, and he said that crime is getting worse. You're seeing more juvenile crime. And it just goes to show that the school board in this county is completely misguided, not to mention that you have people in the school district that have worked there for years that are being targeted for their beliefs. It's not just students. It is teachers. It is administrators. If you're a conservative in Alachua County and you work in the school district, you also are being targeted for your beliefs. And that is absolutely not right. And that deserves an investigation as well.
Well, we're on it. You're on it. And other powerful people are going to be on it. And we're happy about that. And we look forward to discussing that and whatever other topics that come up tomorrow, because you're going to be at Black Tie Blue Jeans. That's going to be a good time. And then if I can quickly just ask you one last thing. Trump, the UN, did he kill it or not?
Absolutely crushed it. Absolutely crushed it. And I think he just he's one of a kind. They not only turned the escalator off when he was trying to get onto the escalator as some quote-unquote prank, But then they mess with his teleprompter. That, and of course, that's all minor in the grand scheme of what he said. But he is someone who we need for this moment in time. Someone who is not going to be messed with. Someone who knows what he's doing, knows his stuff. This is just absolutely a complete 180 from what we had in Joe Biden. And rightfully so. I mean, we need this because the world is a scary place. You look at what the UN has done this week, holding a meeting on Gaza, excluding Israel. This is scary, and all the more reason why we need to pull back from the UN and really examine the money that we give them. So hat tip to President Trump.
Well, that's one of the reasons why it's a happy hump day, Trump Day. And Congresswoman Kat Kamik, we'll see you tomorrow night. We look forward to it, and stay safe.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. She forgot to say go Gators.
Ah.
Somebody commented, he said, on a Gator hat that was in a photo of somebody that I knew.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you can throw that hat in the lake. And you know what the response was?
What?
That's a basketball hat. I thought that was clever. 8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff to cover, including Trump at the UN next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No more serious danger to our planet today than the most powerful and destructive weapons ever devised by man, of which the United States, as you know, has many. Just as I did in my first term, I've made containing these threats a top priority, starting with the nation of Iran. My position is very simple. The world's number one sponsor of terror can never be allowed to possess the most dangerous weapon. That's why, shortly after taking office, I sent the so-called Supreme Leader a letter making a generous offer. I extended a pledge of full cooperation in exchange for a suspension of Iran's nuclear program. The regime's answer was to continue their constant threats to their neighbors and U.S. interests throughout the region.
And who had the guts to make it happen? Donald J. Trump. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:23. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And he did. He knocked it out of the park yesterday and told it exactly like it is. Mm-hmm. One of the things he said, millions of people came through that southern border. He's talking about illegal immigration. He said just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in. 25 million people all together. Totally unacceptable. And the UN, they're supposed to stop invasions, not create them, and not finance them. In the United States, we reject the idea that mass numbers of people from foreign lands can be permitted to travel halfway around the world, trample our borders, violate our sovereignty, cause unmitigated crime, and deplete our social safety net. He said, we have reasserted that America belongs to the American people. And I encourage all countries to take their own stand in defense of their citizens as well. You have to do that because I see it. I'm not mentioning names. I see it and I can call it every single one of them. They're destroying your countries.
Wow.
They're being destroyed. Europe is in serious trouble. You've been invaded by a force of illegal aliens like nobody's ever seen before. Illegal aliens pouring into Europe, and nobody's doing anything to change it, to get them out. It's not sustainable. And because they choose to be politically correct, they're doing just absolutely nothing about it. He goes on to talk about London. He says, look, London, where you have a terrible mayor that has been so changed. Now they want to go to Sharia law. But you're a different country. You can't do that. Both the immigration and their suicidal energy ideas will be the death of Western Europe if something is not done immediately. This cannot be sustained. What makes the world so beautiful is that each country is unique. But to stay this way, every sovereign nation must have the right to control their own borders. You have the right to control your borders, as we do now, and to limit the sheer numbers of migrants entering their countries and paid for by the people of that nation that were there and that built that particular nation at that time. They put their blood, sweat, and tears and money into that country, and now they're being ruined. I mean, I love it. Everything he was saying was absolutely correct. He talks about some of the other things about uncontrolled migration. He said thousands of people a week were dying. Women were being raped. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. He's talking about just on their trek, say, north to get to our southern border, for instance. He talked about the child traffickers, the drug cartels, the prisoners. And he said, oh, by the way, the previous administration also lost nearly 300,000 children. They just lost them, lost track of them. That's all part of the side effect of having this completely, you know, wide open border mentality that Biden or the Auto Pen or all those bozos that were in the previous administration. I mean, he dealt with that very, very effectively. He talked about the fentanyl and the other drugs that kill so many people. Yep. And then he really went into the whole buying into that charade, the climate change thing. Mm-hmm. Boy, oh boy, you know, were we the suckers? And when I say that, not the kind of people that listen to this show, but I mean, in general,
yeah,
the American people, Western civilization. Oh. I mean, what suckers, just reeled in like the sucker fish that they are. It's so interesting now. I saw it going on while it was happening, and mm-hmm. I'm not alone. There are other people, but remember, if you spoke out, especially if you were a scientist, you spoke out about climate change. Oh, you were ostracized. You were thrown out.
I think they forget that the founder of the Weather Channel did not believe in man-made climate change. The founder of the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
But he's passed now, and look where they are.
Well, he wasn't alone.
No.
But whenever it was pointed out, it's like, you're killing the planet. Why do you hate the planet?
Uh-huh.
You know, they claimed they had all the answers and all that, but they never held to account China, Russia, and India. And I've said it. How many times did I say it, Greg, just since the 8 years you were here?
Mm-hmm.
How China was building coal fire power plants every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
But they'll give you a good deal on a windmill.
Yeah, because they don't use them. They just build them and sell them and send them out. And suckers, absolute suckers, pay for it. Suckers. Thank God we got Donald Trump in there.
Oh, thank you. Thank the Lord.
Long live the Trumpster. He's not perfect, but he is awesome. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yes, there's some people that don't agree with me, that don't particularly like Trump. We'll make fun of those people coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What this show needs is some toxic masculinity. It needs the smell of testosterone. We need a man's man. 8:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. No, Greg, we're not worthy. We got to bring in a real man. Let's hear what he has to say.
I thought you were going to bring out the high karate or something.
He's big. He's bad.
Yeah,
he's wild. He's woolly.
Yeah, who?
He is macho man. Tim, I'm a bad mofo Walls.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
I'm a knuckle dragger.
I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
I'm a knuckle dragger at times. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz gave an update on his most recent state-level gun control push, claiming it's not acceptable that Republican members of the legislature refuse to vote on gun bans.
What?
Yeah.
Is that the governor's job to tell people how they should vote?
Well, if you come from the left-of-center mindset that he clearly is steeped in, then yes, they have. Look, he thinks that government is there because people are too stupid to govern, and then he needs someone to tell them what to do. That's how he regards government versus the rest of us that believe fundamentally that our rights come from God and that we need a sound government to protect those rights of the people, not infringe upon or decide to the nth degree. Anyway, Fox 9 out of Minnesota reporting Walls' comments in which he said, I guess there is a line in the sand. Yeah, I think it was somebody kicked sand on you back in the day. Was that Charles Atlas that did that to you? I was told by Republican leadership that there would never be a vote on guns. There wouldn't be a vote on gun bans. He said the Republican position is not acceptable and not the kind of compromise that he wanted from lawmakers. How does gun control work? Isn't it like, let's put up a bunch of laws and rules regarding guns? And the idea behind it is less people be murdered by guns? Is that the premise? Because so far, it hasn't been effective. It hasn't been effective at all. Why do they keep wasting their time on it? Oh, it's not about protecting people. It's about taking away their rights so that when our government becomes tyrannical, you will have no ability to defend yourself, your neighbors, your family, your friends. You will have no ability to do that. They know that. They know that. That guns are the difference maker. Look, if they really cared about people killing each other with guns, they'd go after handguns far, far more often that's involved in crimes and in murders. Far more. It's not even in the same ballpark. It's not even close. But it's the long guns that present a possible defense for the American people against a tyrannical government. I saw a meme, and it's not a new one, but I hadn't seen it in a long time. And it, well, you remember, who is it? Was it Emperor Hirohito that said, we can never invade the mainland of the U.S. because behind every blade of grass is a gun.
Yeah.
Because Americans have guns. And you know, he was exactly right, and that continues to be the truth. That's why America has not been invaded. They could make a beachhead somewhere, let's just say, theoretically. Yeah, and then what? And then what are you going to do? Yeah, you're going to go through the streets and towns? Really? Yeah, good luck with that. But if you disarm the American populace, Who's going to stop our enemies or a tyrannical government? Or maybe a tyrannical government working in cahoots with a foreign government like, oh, I don't know, China. I mean, look, the last administration, it's not funny. China has had, and it's not just the last administration, but what a huge influence that they've had in America, producing some of our most important products, absolutely, like pharmaceuticals. So they basically own that. And then they give so much money to, like, the universities, and they grease the palms of so many. They allow China to get away with things they wouldn't let anybody else get away with. And basically, it's the selling out of America. And it didn't begin under the Biden administration, but it certainly did accelerate. Luckily, here in Florida, we've got a strong governor. Luckily, now, nationally, we have a strong president that's going to attempt to put a stop to that. It's not going to be easy. Remember, anything that's attached to a gravy train, people won't just willingly let it go.
No.
No, you know, they fight for that like it's their right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we've got our hands full for sure. But President Trump, I just his words, they were so encouraging to me to hear. Not that they were all words of encouragement, but because he talked to the UN in a way and those countries that needed to be talked to in that manner. He needed to let them know. One of the things he brought up, he said, well, it used to be global cooling. If you look back years ago, 20s and 30s, they said, and it was much later than that that they kept that up. And we've cited this before, Leonard Nimoy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in his very serious voice telling us that, you know, is the world going to be frozen soon?
Right.
You know, and...
Well, you brought in the list of the headlines going back 100 years, and every few years, they would go the other direction.
They'd flip and flop.
And then they would go the other direction.
Yes.
Because nothing ever happened.
Because it's very difficult to to measure something like, you know, the world's ambient temperatures, because the planet's been around for a very long time. We have good weather instrumentation, maybe, dating back. You know, collecting evidence 100 years ago, and even that was not very advanced. So, yeah, President Trump brought it up, and the global cooling thing is going to kill the world, and we have to do something. That's what they said about global cooling. Then they said global warming will kill the world.
Well, of course, you know, South Florida is underwater already, Bob. I mean, if you just listen to Al Gore...
Not exactly the way that Al Gore had predicted, or that other...
yeah, but I saw the movie and the whole bit. It's,
Fahrenheit,
I mean,
451? Yeah. Oh, no, wait, that was something else.
Yeah, but yeah. it's just not working out. It's just not working out. The man-made climate change thing.
So, first of all, we're warned. It's the globe's getting cold. We got to do something about it. Then it was, it's getting too hot. It's getting too hot. We got to do something about it. And then as soon as they really got really wound up on that, it turned out that was about the point where the globe actually started getting slightly cooler again.
Yeah.
So then they had to, and he said this. So now they just call it climate change, because that way they can't miss.
Well, we know it has changed over millions of years and will continue to do so. It's got nothing to do with your antiperspirant spray.
I've seen the climate change over a period of minutes.
Whoops. Oh, see, now, used to, they would say, oh, you conservatives, you don't understand the difference between weather and climate. But now, what do the talking heads do every time we get, oh, look at all the storms we had, it's climate change. No, that was just weather. But they like to play the game.
He said all of these predictions made by the United Nations and many others, often for bad reasons, were wrong. They were made by stupid people that, of course, their country's fortunes and given those same countries no chance for success. All right. And if you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail.
Wow.
He said, I'm really good at predicting things. And he is.
Oh, he is.
But, and the left, MSNBC and CNN, went crazy when he said that. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because they never predicted he'd be president once, let alone twice.
Yep. Let's see. Speaking of climate change, climate could be changing in the Atlantic Ocean and maybe the Gulf of Mexico, possibly.
Uh-oh.
We're going to take a look at Tropical Weather Update from Radiant Credit Union. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. All right? So stand by. And don't forget, you never have to miss a minute of the show. We had some great interviews this morning on the Bob Rose Show. Go to your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. A51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. President Trump really telling the UN, giving them the what for. I mean, spelling it out. Everything from climate change to, you know, the war of Russia and Ukraine and NATO countries still buying oil from Russia and how ridiculous that is. I mean, he just went off on them. But he was, in my opinion, exactly right on all this stuff. Hey, I got a breaking story here. Dallas, three people critically wounded at a Dallas ICE facility this morning. One shooter is dead. Police sources telling WFAA. Police responded to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office shortly before 7 a.m. this morning. And sources told WFAA that police were searching for a possible sniper or multiple shooters. It remains unclear if there were any other shooters involved in the incident, but one shooter has been found dead, and police are searching for a possible sniper or maybe more. And three people are already critically wounded at that ICE facility. Yeah, sources confirm one shooter found dead on the roof of a nearby immigration attorney's office. There might be some irony there or more. Victims were in critical condition. More details not immediately available. I mean, this you know, this information is just coming out, even though it was they responded, I believe, in the 7 a.m. hour. But I'm still waiting to get more details on that. All right, and we'll stay on top of it. I'm sure Fox News, top of the hour, will have the story and more information if there is more information to share. At this point, this is what we have. Also, you know, I want to thank our friends at Radiant Credit Union, Tropical Weather Update they bring to us. And this is crazy. I mean, really, you talk about coming out of almost nowhere. You've got Hurricane Gabrielle, 115-mile-an-hour sustained winds, but unless you're traveling to the Azores Islands, she's of no concern to you at all, way out in the middle of the Atlantic heading north-northeast. So we're not worried about that. But we are worried about disturbance number one with a 90% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. This is 700 miles east of the Leeward Islands, and it shows signs of organization. That could be problematic. We'll stay on top of it. You also have disturbance number two with an 80% chance of cyclone formation. And this is a large area of disorganized showers, thunderstorms, and gusty winds across much of the Windward and Leeward Islands. This wave, as it is now, is expected to move west-northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour. And like I say, greater formation, greater strength is very, very possible, 80% chance. And that would put it very close at formation time to the, it looks like the southeast of Florida coast. Okay, and then possibly issues up the East Coast all the way up into the Carolinas. So we'll stay on top of it. And the only problem with this one is if it does develop, it's going to be awfully close to the coast to give a large and a lot of time for a warning, which we typically usually have.
See, this is where we would want to take the advice our mothers gave us many times as children that we would like to give to these disturbances. Hey, simmer down out there. Just simmer down.
Simmer down.
Yeah.
And also, maybe you were in the Scouts, and the other motto would be, be prepared.
Oh, look at you taking the high road there.
There you go. Oh,
I love it.
Well, I mean, you can tell a storm to simmer down. Chances are you better be prepared.
Okay, your idea works better than mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
This time, anyway.
Yes.
listen, we've always got the podcast for you, so you never miss them. And you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Some of the other stories we've been talking about, the school board member here locally, Tina Certain, the vice chair, Alachua County School Board, said some, well, she said, I didn't catch any of that Trump rally. She says, how a 31-year-old uneducated white boy has been glorified. Wow. He and his organization, because he has an organization because a millionaire gave him money and connections to start with. To see the feds and state elevate him angers me.
All right.
Wow. 31-year-old uneducated white boy. Well, if you think you're angry, people who have read that from you aren't very happy. At least many of them aren't. 9 o'clock stretch next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.